I watch YouTube quite a little bit. We have over 3,000 messages on YouTube on video. But I go there and I just sometimes just look around and see what's going on and what people believe and so on and so forth. I was watching something today, and they said that Satan was just a myth of a compilation of people's ideas of evil. And then, also, for Steve and Kathy Caldwell, back I think in Missouri, this is partially for you also, and for others all over the world. Now, Satan is real. Satan probably knows your name. Really. And my name. And he's not what we call omniscient nor omnipowerful, but he is powerful and he is busy. Now, in the Bible, and I have this chart uncovered here where you can see the whole thing from eternity to eternity. Here we have the name Satan up there, and we have the word devil, and we have the word Satanos. Now, Satan has a lot of titles. But now, this is also a test. When was Satan created?
In the past.
In the past, that's for sure. How far back in the past? In eternity past. Now, from the Bible, what we find out in the Bible, and I have a little booklet here called The Doctrines of the Bible that I wrote so many years ago, about 40, maybe 50 years ago or so. And it's got many of the doctrines of the Bible in it. Now, one of the lessons, lesson number 7, is about Satan, the doctrine of the devil, about Satan. Now, Satan has many names, but he's real. In the eternity past, Satan was created. That's way back over here. This is before the earth was created. Okay? Now, how do we know that angels and spirits were created before the earth was created? Well, because the Bible says that the angels shouted when God created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 1 and 1, it says, Barashit bara Elohim et hashamayim v'yata aretz. Now, the earth was created in eternity past. And the heavens were created in eternity past. Actually, the heavens were created first. And then the earth was, the cosmos, all the heavens, the cosmos, was created first. And then God took the earth, v'yata aretz, and placed it in exactly the right place. Now, there are angels and spirits, aren't there? The word angels is angelos or malek. Angelos in Greek or malek. Angelos means messenger. And the idea of malek also is messenger, but also something stately, powerful, kingly, supernatural. Angels were created, and let me write a little thing here on the board so you can see this, all of you out there that's looking at this on video. And we're going to shape in a round circle here, and then we're going to divide it by 3. And in those 3 realms, we're going to have material and spiritual and mental realm. Now, there are angels that were created to delve and to minister in those three realms. The material, the spiritual, and the what we call intellectual or mental realm. Now, spirits do not have form. Spirits are not clothed. Angels are. The word malak or angelos, malak in Hebrew, angelos in Greek, the word spirit, ruah, in the Hebrew, and pneuma in Greek. Now, the Bible talks about different kinds of angels. Now, there are two kinds of spirits. There are two kinds of spirits. Spirits that are obedient are what we call spirits. Spirits that have fallen are called daimonia, or demons, or evil spirits. Now, these are spirits. Now, we know that in the material realm is Lucifer, Hadel. Lucifer comes from the Hebrew Lucarei, and we get their name Luke, or Lucas, from that name. And it actually is from Lucifer. Lucifer was in the material realm. Michael was in the spiritual realm. And Gabriel is in the material, or the, well, not called material, but the intellectual realm. Now, in these three realms, there are angels which have are clothed with bodies. Okay, now the bodies can go between the dimensions. In the material realm, the spiritual realm, and in the intellectual realm. And down here, they're spirits that do not have bodies, that are not clothed. Some of them are in the material, the intellectual, and the spiritual realm. Now, Satan, the name Satan, means to stand against. To stand against. He has many titles. Satan, Diabolos, he's called the dragon, he's called the Antichrist, he's called Hallel, Lucifer, he's called the murderer, he's called the wicked one, he's called a thief, he's called a roaring lion, he's called a liar, he's called a leviathan, he's called an angel of light, he's called Beelzebub and Belial. Now, in the spiritual realm, there are cherubs and seraphim and cherubim. The word cherubim, it has the idea of a storm or wind. It in Hebrew, or not in Hebrew, but in Aramaic, it's sudu. It means flying winged. Also, they had the flying bull of Assyria had a type of the idea of this cherub. Isaiah 6 and 6, 2 Samuel 22, 11, 1 Kings 6, 26, Ezekiel 10 and 7. The word cherubim is always in the plural, and it is in Genesis 3, 24, Ezekiel, or Exodus 37, 9, Ezekiel 10 and 8, and Hebrews 9 and 5. It also, this word cherubim means to hold fast. Then there's the word seraphim. A seraphim means a burning one. A burning one, a noble burning one, seraphim. An angel of fire, burning one, bright. Now, Satan was not created evil. I want you to understand that right now. There's the idea that there's good and bad. And bad and good are co-eternal. Bad and good are not co-eternal. Let me say this. In Arabic, Satan means the Iblis, the slinking whisperer. All right? But God is not capable of creating evil. Do you know that? How can evil come out of good? Now, I am a Calvinist. I am a modified sublapsarian Calvinist, if you want to clarify me and categorize me, whatever you want to do. I do not believe in falling from grace. I'm not Arminian at all. Arminian is heresy. But I think hyper-Calvinism also gets over there in the delve of somewhat diminishing the character and the person of God. God does not create the damned. He does not create reprobates. God did not create Satan as Satan. He created Satan as Hallel, the Shining One, the Angel of Light, the Light Carrier. Now, in man, and in spirits, and in angels, there is a very powerful gift. Marilyn.
It is a volition.
Yes, volition. That's right. You're reading my mind. Volition. It is freedom of choice. A lot of people in the Calvinist world look upon mankind as we've got the reprobate that were created, and we got the elect that are created. And the idea that angels are created and elected to be evil, and spirits elected to be evil, is both wrong. God cannot create evil. What he can do and what he did do is he created Satan, Lucifer that is, with a volition and a mind, a soul. He created all of the angels with volition, with minds and souls, and all the spirits with volition, minds and souls. The word soul there, psyche, nephesh, in Hebrew, psyche in Greek, psychology comes from that word. The word soul is where you live. That's who you are. Your soul is who you are. Your spirit is that which comes from God. It's life. And body, in this form, is unredeemable. In all reality, it will be changed. Now, Satan, Lucifer, Hallel, was created in a perfect condition. In Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, it tells us about that. The Bible says that in Job 1 and 6, that Satan is very active upon the earth. He is real. He knows. He can act. He causes destruction. He causes death. He's called the murderer. He's called the liar. All of these things. Jesus said that he saw the devil falling. That he also conversed with him. He's real. In Ezekiel 28:11-19, it's talking about the king of Tyrus, but many of the things in there, it is a dual prophecy. This is not a man that is talking about there, but Lucifer or Satan. From these verses, we learn some very important things about his origin. God created him perfect, didn't he? It says that he's full of wisdom and beauty. Is that right? He was created a sinless creature. He was not created damned, elect, or to be Satan. Satan is not co-equal with God nor co-eternal with God. He was created by God in a perfect form. He is of the cherubic order of angels. We know that over the Ark of the Covenant there are two cherubs and they have wings, don't they? That's where you get the word wind, and also to fasten, to hold. He was the exercising authority over other angels and over the material creation of God in that material creation. But he did effect, he had an effect upon other angels because many angels followed him. And the book of Revelation says that he took one third of the angelic forces with him, one third of the spiritual forces with him. The Bible talks about demon possession and things, and demons do get involved, and they seek to dwell where? Demons seek to dwell in what? In human or animal flesh. They seek to dwell. They are real. They're as real as the floor you're sitting upon, or standing upon, or the bed you're sitting upon, or the chair you're sitting upon, the walls, the ceiling above you. They're real. Now, he was in the holy mountain of God. Mountain in the Bible is symbolic for government. He was one of the top angels. He was a cherub. He was probably an archangel. It doesn't speak to him as an archangel, but we believe that there are three orders of angels, archangels. The material, Lucifer. The spiritual, Michael. And the intellectual realm, Gabriel. As we understand from the scriptures, that Satan's dominion was in heaven and upon the material creation of the earth. Now we have to realize that the earth was created in eternity past, that there were flowers, animals, plants, trees, everything on the earth. And by the way, those bristlecone pines up here that are thousands and thousands of years old, some of them go back into eternity past. At this period of time. Thousands of years B.C. Thousands of years. Satan's dominion was in heaven by the throne of God, and he was over, directly over, and had dominion over the earth. Matthew 4, 8 and 9, and Ezekiel 14, 13 and 14. It says that he ascended into heaven above the heights of the clouds. They indicate that he came from the earth and he tried to go up and overthrow God, Elohim, Jehovah. The rebellion of Satan and the fall of Satan was real. He wasn't created in a fallen state. Man is not created in a fallen state. Man is created like angels and spirits with a volition. According to the Word of God, the Bible says He calls all men. Not all men come. The Bible also says that He wrote our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life before He ever created the heavens and the earth. That's a fact of the foreknowledge of God. Because He knew who would choose and who would not choose. Iniquity was found in him and pride was the cause of his sin, Ezekiel 28, 15 and 17. He sought to destroy and to dethrone and destroy God, Isaiah 14, 13 and 14. He is also said to be the murderer from the beginning, John 8 and 44. He had the assistance of many angels in her rebellion, Revelation 12 and 4, Ezekiel 28, 16 and Luke 10, 18. One third of the spiritual forces, spirit and angels. Now, many scholars believe that not all the material realm of angels went with Satan, but one third of them, one third in the spiritual realm, and one third in the intellectual realm. If you have seances, if you have information, heavenly information today, so to speak, supernatural information today, it comes from those fallen angels. And fallen spirits. demons. The Bible is full of demon activity from all the way from the book of Genesis onward through, and most actively in the book of Revelation. Jude, Peter's writings, Paul's writings, John's writings. He has a personality. He is a personality. He has reasoning abilities and also deceptive abilities. He reasoned with Eve. Genesis 3:1-5. Jesus indicates he is the father of sin in John 8:44 and Matthew 13:9. He's the father of sin in the human race and in the angelic and spiritual race also. Let me say that one more time. He is the father of sin in the angelic and spiritual realm and also in the human realm. He's a murderer and an author of murder. What happened with Cain and Abel? He entered his heart. What happened with Judas in the New Testament? Satan entered his heart. And it betrayed the Son of Glory, Jehovah in the flesh. He is a liar and the father of lies. He is powerful, 2 Thessalonians 2:9. He's supernatural. He is not all powerful as is God, nor omnipotent, nor omniscient. He is deceptive and very powerfully deceptive, 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10 and 2 Corinthians 11:14. He is called the devil, Diabolos, the destroyer, the slanderer. He is the enemy of God and the enemy of God's people and the enemy of the human race and the enemy of the angelic race forms and the spiritual form. He's the enemy of all of that. And he's active. The work of Satan. We can look at him in the three roles that he plays. Number one, he's a prince of the world. John 14:30. He pretty much runs the affairs of the world, and I think that he's really doing a good job in the United States of America today, don't you? The corruption. Social, political, economic fields are caused by him, and even storms and droughts, plagues, disease. You know what? Bad bacteria is fallen life forms. Viruses are fallen life forms. He's called the God of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He seeks to be worshipped and shall be worshipped for a while. That's his desire as the great dragon, the great red dragon of Revelation 13, chapter verse 4. He has founded many religions in the world. God founded a couple of them. God founded a couple of religions in the world, Judaism and Christianity. And by the way, I keep people hearing people say that there's three monotheistic religions in the world. There isn't. There's only two. Christianity and Judaism. Islam is idolatry. Full of it. He turns the hearts of men from God himself to himself. He is the author of occult. He's the author of the dark spiritual, what we call demonic worship, Satanist, voodoo. And now we have what they call healing houses, etc. That's a combination of voodoo and demonism and everything else in the name of God. Occultism is a supernatural worship, but it's not of God. Cults in the world. Islam is a cult. Jehovah's Witness is a cult. Mormonism is a cult. Catholicism is a cult. These all falsely worship God in the name of some fantastic theologian, supposedly. There's all kinds of sectarian offshoots and different flavors of Islam, Catholicism, even Pentecostalism. You got to really watch that. The near cult. False doctrine always comes from Satan. Satan's works is always Satan's religion is always based on man's work. This rejects God and true religion. True religion is based upon divine grace only. Ephesians 2:8-9, Genesis 4:2-5. He seeks to blind and confuse men as to salvation. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. He's called the prince and the power of air, Ephesians, the second chapter. He causes storms. He causes destruction. He causes disease. He causes viruses. He causes influenzas of all sorts. He causes all types of bad bacteria. Job 1:16, 18, and 19. He dominates world communication. Satan dominates world communication. The doom of Satan now. Yay! Can you say that? Yay, amen. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, Romans 3:6-23, and Satan has it coming. The fact of his doom prophesied in Eden, Genesis 3:15, that the Son of Man shall deal a death-dealing blow to him through his ministry, his death, burial, and resurrection. The place of his doom is prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 14 and verse 15. The nature of his doom is foretold by Christ, Matthew 25 and verse 41. The time of his doom is after the millennial reign over here, after the millennium. Now, in the beginning of the millennium, he's thrown in the bottomless pit, Revelation 20:7-9. Then he's resurrected up out of there, and he's judged by God, and he's thrown into the lake of fire forever and ever. He is also very active during the tribulation period because he empowers the Antichrist and all the false religion in the world. And the world will follow after him for a time. The duration of his doom is how long? Eternal. Now, your Seventh-day Adventists have Satan go into hell and suffer for all mankind. He's a co-redeemer. No man will ever go to hell, according to them, because Satan will suffer in hell for all mankind. That is not true. All fallen mankind will be in the lake of fire and eternal hell. Satan's doom is certain because the work of Christ, Hebrews 2:14. False religion and false worship has the power of Satan, what we might call supernatural power. People die for false religion. Islam, they die every day nearly, blowing themselves up or crashing airplanes, etc. In false religion, people will give their lives all over the world, propagating the gospel of Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormonism or Catholicism, etc. Satan is well, he's alive, and he is real. and he will mess with you as long as you let him. We should say, get thee behind me, Satan. Leave me alone. We have the power of God in us when we're born again. We have the power of God to resist evil, to resist his temptations. Mankind is created with that great volition that we can choose to follow God or we can choose to go the wrong way. We can choose to go into false religion, but we're accountable eternally for it. We can choose to follow God and bend the knee toward Him, and God will forever reward us because we love Him and serve Him. This is the true story of Satan, the devil, the destroyer, Hillel, Lucifer, from God's Word. Father, we send this message out. Father, I pray you use it to lead people in the paths of righteousness and of truth. And Father, just lead people to you. Let them know that Satan is out there destroying the world, but you're going to overcome all things one of these days, including him. We put up with a lot of things here in this country now. We see it falling apart. We see evil, immorality, and murder, and destruction of the human race, of babies aborted, supported by this administration all over the world. Father, I pray that you bring judgment upon that and let your displeasure be known. Father, please forgive me when I fail you. And please use this message for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.